So just take a minute and settle into meditation posture, nice straight back. Let go of any physical tension you might be carrying. And then revive your positive motivation, refuge in bodhicitta. Just re-articulate it to yourself so it resonates, like hitting refresh on a browser. Wake it up again. And shift back to the breath. And we'll just watch the breath for about a minute, minute and a half. Allow any surface distractions to settle. And now we'll shift to analysis. And we'll just explore in a very gentle introductory way the object of negation, meaning the inherently existent self. So in order to see that it doesn't exist, we have to find how it appears to our mind, what our incorrect belief is first. So take a minute where you remember a time that your I or yourself felt very solid. So you can think of a time when you were praised or criticized or in danger. But just kind of scan through your memories and try and find that sense of I appearing to your mind very solidly. This is me. I am being celebrated, or I am being attacked. I am in danger. Something like that. You can even say your own name to yourself a few times. Try to bring up to the surface that sense of self, that one that seems either the core or the boss. And don't challenge it right away. Allow it to appear to yourself. The impression you have of it. Clarify it and hold it. And now very gently, not scaring that impression away, keeping it, ask yourself, where? Where are you, that self? That one that feels so solid, so real. Where are you exactly? You can scan within the body, or scan within the mind. Let's see if you have a sense of location, like the central hub that everything operates from, or a puppeteer pulling the strings. Whatever it is, just have a look. Does the self feel centralized at the heart center, or in the brain? Or does it feel like something abstract that is simply aware? You're not looking for a correct answer. You're just looking for an experiential answer. What is the self like for me? Where and how does it seem to be? And whether you find it in a concrete way or you find it in an abstract way, ask it a few more questions. Ask it, are you unrelated to anything else? Are you independent of your parts? Self-perpetuating? Are you other than the parts that you label self onto? Is there something additional within the parts, or holding them, carrying them? And for a moment, you might choose the idea of discernment or recognition as being the boss or the self, the one distinguishing this from that. And then you notice that ability to label and distinguish and recognize is based on there being something to recognize. Is based on having moved there in the first place. And so then you might think, oh, then I'm intention. I am my intention to move towards or away from different mental experiences and physical experiences. That intention or will, some sort of volition, that must be the self. And then you think, well, I'm only moving towards this or away from that, chasing this idea, avoiding that one, mainly because of how I feel. Pleasant, I chase. Unpleasant, I avoid. So maybe the self is feeling. But then again, what I'm feeling is related to what I come into contact with. The meeting of sense power and sense object, consciousness. There's got to be some sort of catalyst for feeling. So maybe it's that contact. Maybe that's the boss. Maybe that's the self. But now already you're starting to distrust that. You see that every part of your mental experience, these mental factors particularly, are dependent on one another, dependent on so many other stimuli. No one of them is in charge. They just sort of take turns being dominant. Or seeming to lead the way. But they're actually all infinitely interconnected, as well as changing moment to moment. So there is mental experience. It is happening. But it's not inherently existent. And no one part of it is the self. The self is just merely labeled there. And so if the self is not the mental factors, maybe it's the main mind, the primary consciousness, just clarity and awareness, the reflective aspect that sees generalities, not so obsessed with specifics, the sky, not the clouds. Seems like it might be me, that reflectiveness, almost like a container for thought. But no. In order to reflect, there must be something to reflect off of. Reflector and reflection, two different things. Dependent on one another. And so there is primary consciousness, but it's not inherently existent. There is primary consciousness, but it is not the self. It's just another part of the basis. So see if you can find the non-finding of inherently existent self, that there simply isn't one. And so whether that analysis sparked any new ideas and understandings or not, the process is building the momentum we need to have the realizations we need to cut the root of samsara. So think that all of that energy goes into this dedication. Chosam chorim boshe, mage panam ke guachi, ke panyam bame bahi, gone gondu pelwasho, toni dawa rim boshe, mage panam ke guachi, ke panyam bame bahi, gone gondu pelwasho. And then adding to that dedication, the long life prayers for our teachers. the wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world, the incomparably kind, supreme Tenzin Gyatso, may you have a long life and may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled.
Tenzin kong bao wei kun zuo duo po ze zhuo suan kuo wei lei mon duo ru ba da suo du je gun du shao ten shuo.
And you can relax your attention.